Good afternoon, everybody. Today I would like to talk about some of the other practices to help you to support in your meditations. And a lot of people, they tend to overlook and neglect some of the other things that to support meditation, and then try very hard to learn different types of techniques, you know. And actually, it doesn't work that way. The Buddha stressed so much, emphasized about this morality. And it's not only meditation, actually it's the cultivation of the mind. That is bhavana. Bhavana is cultivation of the mind and the wisdom. So that's why sometimes you have to know that people tend to just quickly, you know, jump under the cushion and sit on the cushion. They try very hard to meditate. But actually, you need to have lots of preparations, you know, before you sit down. Like all the preliminary work need to be done. It's just like for something, for like you build a house, you don't just build. So you need to clear the land, you know. You need to build the foundation. That is well important. So a lot of people, without doing all this preliminary work, and they don't lay good foundations, and they try very hard to meditate, and it doesn't work. So that's why it's important. This is cultivation of the mind, and also how our attitude towards the meditation. So today I'm more focused on the attitude, you know, towards the practice, towards the meditation, because we tend to overlook. So a lot of practices we can apply it in our daily life to help us to develop this mindfulness. So when we sit in meditations, and it helps us to focus, to calm the mind much more easily. And one of the, like for example, like in our daily life, we pay attention much more to our daily activities, you know, whether we're in the present moment, awareness, that is important, and our attitude. Like, whatever we do, do we really give it all we got? Or we try to, you know, when we clean our teeth, or we do washing, do we really pay attention? And these small little things, it seems like, you know, like nothing to do with meditation, that they really, you know, really is really important, because this is how we live our life. Actually, it's carry over when we sit down, you know. For example, if you are busy, you know, the whole day we rush from one thing to another. So when you sit down, your mind is just all over the place. So it's important that, you know, we always take the opportunities when we finish one thing from another. For example, like me, sometimes I'm busy, like even in the monastery, and I have lots of things to deal with, and I still have to go in there to sometimes to conduct the ceremony, to give a talk. And, you know, then how, you know? There are lots of practices you can do. Like, for example, like each week you do some different practice. For example, when you walk into the door, each time you just stop. Is this to help the mind to break, you know, because we have this habitual pattern. We always rush from one thing to another. And we just allow the mind to stop for a moment. So when we enter into the door, into the room, when we open the door, we stop. Then we pay attention to opening the door. You know, are we mindful? Be aware of that? Then we walk in. And actually, it's helped us. Like, for me, like, I personally find that it's really helpful. Like, whenever I finish one thing, I have a deep breath, and I just, okay, I re-establish my mindfulness. Okay, I walk in. And it's really helped. And not to overlook all these small practices. And one week you might pay more attention onto your the way you clean your teeth, and all the activities, the daily activities, the mundane activities. You pay attention much more to that. And also, whatever we do, actually the attitude is very important. So because whatever we do, we give it all we got. Give it 100%. So when to sit in meditations, then it's easier. This is because the same attitude, because you carry over. They say sometimes, like, most of these famous meditation master, they say that you don't have to tell me your meditations experiences how wonderful, whether you have limitas, this and that. He said, I don't have to know that. I just have to see how you live your life, how the way you do your work, then it's actually is really reflect. Like how, you know, that how good your meditation is. You know, because that is carried over, because how focused your mind is. And it's a help. And of course, sitting in meditation is also important. The cultivation of the mind is you have to have the mindfulness. You have to have the effort, put in the effort, and the stillness, the focus, the concentration. These three have to come together. So if only with mindfulness itself, it's not good enough. It just snap easily. And if it's just try to, you know, use willpower, we try to, you know, force ourselves, you know, and it's not enough, not good enough. And if it's just like try to focus, just the concentration itself, it's also not good enough. These three, you have to intertwine together. Then they become really solid. And you need to have, these three have to go together. A lot of people tend to separate. For example, like when we have to be the mindfulness itself, like, oh, not only like just focus, like some people, I remember someone said to me some times ago, like she only focus like when she's eating, she's chewing. But she didn't aware that the food that she chew is goes off. She said, oh, I don't know. Because we were saying that, oh, that the food, you know, it goes off, you know. Then she said, oh, I didn't know because I just focus on chewing. Then that's why you're not aware. You don't have the clear comprehension. You don't know what is going on. It's just like, you know, it's just like we do walking meditation, we walk, you know, and then in front there's a drain. And then you just focus walking, and then we don't even know what is in front. That you have to have the clear comprehension. It's not only focus itself, but you have to have the clear comprehension. You can see the whole picture, you're aware, awake. And the effort, the right effort. We know what's going on, you know, to our mind, what's happening right now. Then we put in the effort, that is the restraint ourselves. Be aware. We have the calmness, we have the stillness. And then because when the defilements kick up, for example, we have these negative emotions or we have this anger come up. And if we don't have the stillness, we'll not be able to hold. You know, immediately the anger come out, we overcame by that. We just impulsively, we react. Then you need to have the calmness, the stillness to hold that. And you need to have the awareness to be able to aware, to recognize that what's going on. And you need to have the right effort. That is where the right efforts to come in. To not to allow, you know, the defilements to react. And that's why it's not easy. It takes lots of practice to be able to remain, you know, not non-reactive awareness to what's going on right now. And it's not easy, it takes lots of effort. But it is possible. And the practice itself is not that complicated. It's very simple. But of course, it's not that easy. You need to have lots of commitment and also a lot of faith. And that's, you can see from yourself after a while, you know, you put into practice and it's actually, you can see the progress. It's very important, like, to put in all this, the attitude towards in our daily life, how we do our work. And of course, like the morality, keeping the precepts, because it's important. Because with the morality is the foundation for the peaceful mind. Without that, you cannot be, it's very difficult to become peaceful. And also, that's why we have to check what are the ingredients that we lack of. You know, like some people are more, if some more self-centered, then they need to practice more generosity to give. You know, when we give, we can feel the expansiveness of the heart is expanded. You feel good about yourself and you feel uplifted. You have generosity is not only like giving material thing, it's an act of kindness. So when we do something good, and then we have this direct psychological effect that, you know, you feel good about yourself, you feel uplifted, and you feel you have joy. So when you have happiness, you have joy. When you sit down, when you meditate, your mind calms down very easily and very quickly. And also the morality, because the restraint is important. If we not be able to restrain our bodily speech and mind, and that really our mind become very restless. It's very difficult to calm down. So all this, a lot of people tend to overlook. They think that I just want to learn to meditate. I don't care about any other things. And you know, the whole path of practice, the Buddhist practice, this is the Noble Eightfold Path. That is morality, cultivation of the mind, and wisdom. When you have the stillness, that is where the wisdom arises. And of course, we have to have, some stuff like a bit of wisdom to start off with, to be able to recognize. That's why the whole path of practice, we start off with wisdom, the right understanding. And the ending is also wisdom. That is that we have to have like a small wisdom in order to accomplish a big is wisdom. So that's why it's important we have to have the right understanding what we need to cultivate, what we need. It's not that just focused, you see. If meditation is only one factor, you have to take up the whole path. That is the Noble Eightfold Path. That is the right view, right understanding, and the right intention, and the right speech, right livelihood, and right effort, and right concentrations, and mindfulness, and wisdom. And this is all comes together. And it is not it's just like you're making a cake, you know. You need to have all the ingredients. You cannot just that meditation is only one of the factor. It's not the whole thing. So there's sometimes people think that why my meditation is getting nowhere. Then we need to investigate what are the ingredients we let off. Whether we need to practice more restraint, our bodily speech, you know. We try to restrain ourselves because it helps us. The more we restrain ourselves, actually it strengthens the mind. The mind become more, you be able to hold much more. And then that is carried over when we sit in meditation. Then we become, the mind become, have more stillness, the mind become calm, and then we carry that into our daily life. In our daily life, then we not easily be being carried away, you know, by all the busyness, you know, and we be able to stay focused. It helps us, you know, in our daily life. Then we become more mindful. We practice mindfulness in day-to-day daily life, you know, day-to-day, you know, activities. Then that is to develop the mindfulness. You know, we strengthen our mindfulness. When we strengthen our mindfulness in everyday life, then when we sit in meditations, then our stillness, you know, calmness and the concentrations is easily developed and we become calmer and you calm the mind easily. Then we have the stillness. Then after that, this again we carry, you know, over to our daily life. That's why they go hand in hand. You can't separate, we can't say. I remember one of my friends said that, oh, now I'm too busy. I have no time to meditate. So I only practice mindfulness. I just be mindful of everyday life. So I told her that it's not enough, good enough. I said, then you just remain on the surface. You can't go deeper. You know, you just remain on the surface. So if you want to go deeper, I said, you need to sit every day. So make, you know, tell yourself, this is a mantra. Sit every day. Sit every day. Sit every day. It's important. So once we have to take up the whole path of practice, it's important. So a lot of people try very hard. You know, I remember Ajahn Chah said, when he was a young monk, he tried very hard to meditate. He just forced himself to sit in meditation, and then he ended up like he's very agitated and irritated when he's meditating. And then he realized that when he was not meditating, he's much more peaceful than when he was meditating. This is how a lot of people try very hard to meditate, and then it actually is missing the point. Like actually it's like when we sit down, it doesn't matter, because then when we work for a whole day, when we sit down, and of course the mind, you know, so be wander off, you know, because of the busyness, then we just let it be. You just sit there. Doesn't matter, even we wander off, it's fine. But after a while, even though you notice that your mind wander off, and then you bring the mind back to your meditation object, even you just keep doing that. You sit for an hour or half an hour, the mind wander, you just aware that it's wander off, you bring back, you know, you gently, you know, you prepare the attention to your breath again, and they wander off. Even that, you can feel the difference. After an hour, you still feel, you feel peaceful, you feel calm. But not to force the mind to focus, actually is counterproductive. You feel more agitated. It doesn't matter. That is because it takes time. The mind takes time to train. It's just like a vehicle, you know, travel on the highway, 120 kilometers per hour. You try to stop it, you can't. The mind is just like that. When we are busy in our daily life, when you sit down, you can't make the mind stop immediately. You just have to allow the mind to give some space, allow the mind slowly to wind down. And it's no bad meditation. Even your mind wander off, you still feel good. And then you make an effort to sit every day slowly, and then you start to enjoy your meditation. So I offer this for your reflections. I hope that this has helped you to improve your meditations. Is there any questions or comments? No? So we start to meditate now. So you just choose a comfortable posture. And just relax. From top of your head. And slowly you bring the awareness to the right side of your forehead and to your face. And just aware there's any tension, any tightness, and just relax. And to the left side, from the top of your head, to your forehead, to your face. Is there any tension on your face? And put a big smile on your face and just tell yourself, just relax. And slowly, you bring your attention from your neck to the back and to your waist, and just relax. The right side of your neck to your arms and to your hands and to the tips of your finger. And just relax. And the left side of your neck, from your left side, to your arms, to your left hands, and to the tips of your finger. And relax your left arms. You can feel. So from your waist to your left thighs to your knee, to anger, and to the tip of your toes. And whole left leg, you feel that it's relaxed. The left side of your hips, to your thighs, to your anger, to your knee, and your legs, your anger, and the tips of your toe. And just relax. As you can feel your whole body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toe, just relax your whole body. And you can feel that every single cell in your body is relaxing, just relax. As you feel that the whole body is relaxed and calm, and you can feel the breath coming towards you, and just place your attention to in-breath and out-breath, and bring the awareness to this moment, to the in and out breath. Those who would like to continue to sit, please do so.